overthrow Syria. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. I told you last week that media is ignoring the fact that not only did the Turkish Air Force shoot down a Syrian fighter jet, but that Turkey did so in an area where Al-Qaeda is attempting to gain control of a key northern Syrian border crossing. Well, now comes a new revelation. An audio recording of a phone call between high-level Turkish authorities, including the foreign minister, the head of Turkish intelligence, the undersecretary of foreign ministry, and a general. The conversation, which has been translated into English, appears to include statements by the head of intelligence to use Al-Qaeda to create a false flag to send troops into Syria. Reuters news agency, which examined that recording, said it could not verify its authenticity, but it was potentially the most damaging purported leak so far, as it does appear to be a bugging of a highly confidential conversation among top leaders. Justification can be created, they say, to take Syrian land north of Apello, where a tomb, Suleiman Shah, is located. So how has Turkey's government responded to this supposed leak? I'll tell you after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. Is it about left versus right? No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. How has Turkey's government responded to a supposed leak of high-level officials working with Al-Qaeda to overthrow Syria? By blocking YouTube from the entire country, which apparently didn't work very well. Officially, the Turkish authorities have said the only thing this recording actually proves is that they are making plans to protect Turkish land, if necessary. But they've also threatened to throw into prison the traitor who leaked the phone call. This story proves once again that the case for war can be made through false flag operations and through propaganda. But thanks to new media, we might have insight into those kinds of operations like we never have before. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to pnwarms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed.
Shall not be infringed. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. This portion of the show brought to you by Civil Dispatch. Civil Dispatch is a protocol. You're going to set it up on your home computer, but it's coming to your phone via text. So it works with all of them. And with this, you can plan every facet of your day, everything. But what sets them apart from the rest of the herd of this type of application is what they do unbidden. Based upon your locale. They're going to let you know about the things you can't possibly imagine that there's no way to plan for. The terrorist attack, flash flood, earthquake, tornado, any of those things, all those things. And it doesn't matter. You're going to find out. You're going to be the first to know. With four built-in sets of redundancy, there is no way you do not get this information. This is truly peace to preparedness. Check them out at civildispatch.com. I started talking about this yesterday. I'm sure some of you out there own AR-15s or rifles of that type. I own four. I wish I had eight arms so I could shoot all four at one time because I enjoy all of them. The AR-15 is simultaneously the cause du jour of the gun control groups that constantly want to see that rifle and types like it banned, while at the same time being the most popular rifle in the United States. That's the funniest thing I've ever seen. Based on the military M16 M4 platform, it is a semi-automatic rifle that works like all semi-automatic rifles do, except it looks like a military rifle. Very rarely used to commit crimes. And since there is no breakdown of it, rifles of any kind only account for a fraction of murders in the United States at about 3%. That's rifles of all makes. There are more people killed with clubs and hammers and hands and feet than killed by rifles of any kind combined. They have been used in recent mass shootings, Sandy Hook, Aurora. And for that reason, because of the tool, they put the rifle at the center of the debate over gun control. Vice President Joe Biden has gotten out there famously and said, you don't need an AR-15. It's harder to aim, it's harder to use, and in fact, you don't need 30 rounds to protect yourself. Well, he's also the same guy that told you to fire warning shots with a shotgun. Shoot through the door with a shotgun. That's, you know, it's not very good advice. And his AR-15 advice is all equally as bad. The AR-15, when I was running the M16 platform in the 80s, we only had iron sights. We only had iron sights. And now they have holographic optics. They have red dot sights, they have telescopic sights, they have combinations of both. It is a multi-purpose weapon. For me, I don't use it for a hunting weapon. For me, it's a personal defense weapon. And I steal that designation from the Department of Homeland Security. That's what they call it, and it's a very apt description. They claim there's only 5 million AR-15s in the United States today. I don't think that's accurate. I think there's got to be more than that, because for a while you couldn't find one last year. The vast majority in the hands of law-abiding citizens who use them for target practice, and some for self-defense, some for sports, some for hunting. The thing about the AR-15 is, because the way it is designed, it is modular. So, especially with some of the ways they have ingeniously made things work, like the 5.56 AR-15 with a different upper, can run 300 blackout with the same magazines. You can get it in 308, 6.5. I mean, you can get it in 50 Beowulf. There's so many calibers that this platform supports that this is why people like it. Jeff Sillinger is a former Marine Corps weapon instructor and police officer, and now he teaches the practical operation of the AR-15. Now, Joe Biden says they're harder to do this and they're harder to do that. Conversely, Jeff Sillinger, who's actually run them and teaches it, says in a few hours they're up and running and they're shooting just as fast and just as effectively as the guy who's been doing it for years. As the popularity grows, more gun owners like these are training to use them in a worst-case scenario. Tom Solomon said, I remember back when I was a kid, we were told the reason Hitler never invaded Switzerland is because every man and woman knew how to operate weapons. I'm a sixth-generation Texan, and I've had ancestors that fought in every war going back to the Revolutionary War. It's sort of continuing their legacy. Ann Solomon just bought her gun and admits she was a little intimidated at first, but not anymore. Oh, I love it. It's awesome, she said. Last year, commercial gun sales were up 16% nationwide. And semi-automatic rifles like the AR-15 accounted for a significant share of that growth. Whatever you may hear about the AR-15, as far as it being difficult to do this and difficult to do that and hard to make this work and hard to make that work, that's simply poppycock. On an individual basis, somebody gets training one-on-one, they can literally be up and running in about 5 hours. Understand every facet of the gun to a certain degree, enough to make it run. You can learn how to clear stoppages and different kinds of stoppages. There's only two or three. There's other things that come into play, like not keeping them clean or the gas system clogging up or anything else. But you can learn to overcome them relatively quickly. When I in the military in the 80s, they taught basic rifle marksmanship over a two-week course, over 2 weeks of your basic training, along with everything else concurrently. And that's because we were being trained in mass. There were some guys that picked it up that day. First day. Some guys that took the entire 2 weeks. Some guys never got it. But when you're training in mass, that may take a little bit longer. If you're learning it individually, well, it's a very quick study to pick up everything about it. The recoil is not much. The round, the 5.56 round, is designed to do what it does because of its trajectory and the way it wobbles going downrange. It is by far not a gigantic battle rifle round, but for the assault rifle role, it is where everybody's going. The AK platform has gone that way. They've gone to a smaller ammo, smaller round, and trying to mimic the kind of ballistics you get out of 5.56. The Tavor is chambered in 5.56. Lots of people have chambered to that round, so That's because most of your combat is probably going to be urban, so you're going to need assault rifles. You're not going to need battle rifles. Just because of size and maneuverability. Although a 308, an AR-10, you know, that's it's the best of both worlds. You got the small package, you got the big round, good to go. But I sit back and I look at how they attack it all the time, even when it's not even there. And it's at the same, you know, vilified and adored at the same time. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
When my church runs me out of town.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to LVOA.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Now, more pounding from the blunt object.
And welcome back. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. One thing you continually hear, and this is one of the reasons I'm leading with this, they keep telling you that all these guns being bought are somehow being bought by a small contracting group of old, fat, white guys who apparently must be millionaires because they can buy so many guns. That's not actually the case, of course. But going from the rifle sales now, coming from CNN Money, this year, handgun sales are absolutely on fire. particularly compact pistols that are easily concealed for self-defense. As more and more people get permits, as more and more people become first-time gun owners, this is where they start. They start with the handgun. If it's going to be a personal defense weapon, and I don't want to call it a mistake. I'll call it an experience, though. A lot of people buy sometimes a little bit more than they might need to begin with. Concealing a 6-inch Smith & Wesson 357 Magnum is a tall order. Concealing a Glock 20 10mm is a tall order. But at the end of the day, handguns are really what's on fire. All handguns. Now, people that buy stuff like I just described, that actually use them, I think most of the time this is a third or fourth or fifth gun. Rifles, people that are buying AR-15s, this is somebody that has graduated to something else. This is somebody that looks at that and says, well, you know, that's intriguing. I want to try to learn how to shoot that too. Smith & Wesson's handgun sales jumped by nearly a third at the end of last year, and Colt Manufacturing sold 12 times as many handguns early this year as it did in 2013. Colt is moving to boost its handgun production by 50%. The market for handguns is driven by this growing interest in self-defense, and also about concerns regarding tighter gun restrictions. Ben Shim is a gun industry analyst for CRT Capital and an NRA instructor. New buyers are people who have never touched a gun before and want to get into shooting. Americans get more concerned about both personal safety and the right to bear to arms every time there's a mass shooting, like the Sandy Hook tragedy in 2012, and such massacres have been happening frequently. I sort of agree with that, and at the same time, I sort of disagree with it. The reason they get concerned about it is not because a mass shooting takes place, but it's because of what politicians say they're going to do in response to it, if that's going to help. And then we do have a bit of a rush. After Sandy Hook, of course, you know, they were talking about outright bans. And that's why the AR-15 sales last year were so gigantic, and that's why they're cratering this year. Because everybody who had ever considered buying one bought one, no matter what the price. Now, of course, this latest thing is off of East La Vista. This latest, I don't know if this is leading to a buying spree. But looking at East La Vista, where he used... And they're characterizing it as him using two handguns. I don't know that for sure, and I have not heard a report that he used one handgun or all three of the handguns he owned. But he had three handguns in his possession. He used a knife and a hammer, and he used a car. And while some people view those types of events as a reason to restrict guns, others view them as an incentive to buy one. Sales of compact pistols are growing at double the rate of handguns overall, according to CRT. That's why Colt recently unveiled a new compact handgun, the .380 caliber Mustang, sort of a mini 1911. Colt hopes it will compete with a lightweight Glock, one of the most popular pistols in the world. Small frame pistols are also preferred by women, a fast growing demographic in the shooting community. Shim said this is a hot category. As an example, she cites the Smith & Wesson Bodyguard 380 pistol, which weighs less than 12 ounces and has a barrel shorter than 3 inches. These are pistols that you can literally put in your pocket and they won't bulge out or make your pants drop. If someone jumps you, you can shoot through your coat pocket. The market shift towards handguns has been so pronounced that Colt is repurposing some of its manufacturing equipment and personnel that were dedicated to making semi-automatic rifles to make handguns instead. Another indication that handgun sales are on the rise is the jump in of the number of concealed carry permits, which apply only to handguns. Between 2010 and 2012, they were sitting around 9 million. Now you're looking at closer to 12. Which state was it I saw the other day? Who is it? I can't remember. Maybe it was Washington State or something. Some state is going crazy. They've like doubled it. A handgun going about wherever you go. I went to a ball game yesterday. Baseball is not exactly my strong suit anymore. I don't know who anybody is. But I got to go to a baseball game. A minor league game. And while I was there, I had my weapon with me. Because it isn't illegal at this ballpark where I went, go figure, to carry a gun in there. And I had it just in case. Now, I knew nothing was going to happen at the ball game, but I did have to walk from a parking lot to the stadium. And then when I left, I had to walk from the stadium to the parking lot when it was darker. So I had a gun. And I was carrying a Glock 26 because that's really easy to hide. And at the same time, Masad Ayoub just did a test between the Glock 34 and the Glock 26 and found out he shoots a tighter group with the Glock 26. Zah. So now I've never done that comparison. So when somebody like Masad Ayoub gets out there and does that and finds that, I'm going to listen to what he says. Now we're coming up on the next break. When we get back, we're going to talk about using the carbine at home in self-defense. There's a lot of reasons to use something like that. And there's pros and cons for both. But the thing of using a carbine for home self-defense is capacity. With an assailant who's decided to invade your home, if he's stupid enough to come in alone, normally there's some, other factors involved in it. At the very least, he's going to be jacked up on adrenaline. And taking somebody down with adrenaline is not a one-shot proposition. It is simply not. Handgun cartridges, there have been people that have been shot in the heart with a 40 caliber round. They get in the car, drive down the road, then die while they're having their fun jaunt in the automobile. And then they crash the car. So the problem with handgun rounds is of their weakness. And that primarily comes from the fact that they're coming out of a very short barrel and you don't have that pressure buildup that a bullet traveling out of a longer barrel enjoys. And I came up with the perfect compromise between the two. And I will share that with you when we get back. Battle Comp Lock and Load promo still going on. Tax deductible donation, $100 to the Brian Terry Foundation. Get you a Battle Comp. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system, an everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
And welcome back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Let's talk about using a carbine or a variant of a carbine in self-defense. There's a couple of things that you are going to have to get used to if you're going to defend in the home with any kind of firearm, no matter what it is. The first shot is going to deafen you. If it is dark, it's also very likely to dazzle you with the muzzle flash you're going to see. Once that's done, once that happens, however, the following shots are not going to blind you or deafen you any more than the first one is going to happen. And if you're using the right equipment and you have the right self-defense plan, you shouldn't have to fire too very often. Now, rifles, especially the AR platform, because, you know, they have typically a 16-inch barrel, unless you have one of the old A2-style ones, which were, I think, 20 inches. But today's modern AR with the telescopic buttstock and the shorter barrel and everything is really quite compact. And you can take that to extremes if you want to. It does still manage to be somewhat cumbersome if you're in close quarters. Okay. Having said that, our combat troops clear rooms with those all day, every day. All day, every day. Um, There's a lot of things you have to take into consideration with a self-defense weapon inside the home. You have to worry about over-penetration and training costs and ammo selection and reliability. Even the saltiest of us that train to do those kind of things, it sort of makes our head spin. And it can act as a tremendous barrier to a first-time gun buyer trying to responsibly research before their purchase. Now, for years, most of the old gun media wrote and taught that carbines were unsuitable for home defense and they provided no benefit over shotguns. And that's far from true. It's very likely rooted in the prevalence of full-powered battle rifles in previous decades. If somebody were to come to you and say, hey, you're going to use that M1 for your home self-defense rifle? The M1 is a splendid rifle. It's also a long rifle. It's also a powerful rifle. Probably not suited for home defense. Rifles like that, you've got high-powered, full metal jacket, military ball ammunition. It's probably going to sail through any opponent and every obstacle not made of steel or thick concrete. Tremendous recoil compared to the AR platform. Extraneous barrel lengths make them ill-suited for indoor fighting. Until the M16 came along, until the Stoner design came along, the only possible choice for interior home defense was the M1 carbine because, once again, it was shorter, smaller. Since the M16 has come along and we've had the proliferation of the assault rifle concept, which is a select fire rifle and not a, you know, it's chambered in an intermediate round feeding from a detachable magazine. As the rounds shrank, so too did the weapons. Rifles like the AK-47 and the M16 are much handier indoors than the weapons they replace, like the M14 and the SVT-40. Semi-automatic versions of these new carbines became available to civilians, and their merit as a home defense weapon became obvious, though it took more than 3 decades for anyone to admit it. I didn't come up with it. I have settled on a compromise between handgun and rifle, though. I have built an AR-15 pistol, and I have attached the Sig Sauer arm brace, which you can also legally shoulder fire. Each one of those things comes with a little letter from the ATF saying, yes, you can legally shoulder fire this. These are legal. These are okay. These do not violate whatever stupid law we have in place for having a short barrel on your AR-15. So, with this, I have the best of both worlds. Now, mine is a 7.5-inch barrel. So, the portability of the M4 length platform, I've just doubled down on it. I've just doubled down on the portability part of it. But I still have 28 rounds. I don't load my magazines to 30. I load them to 28. I don't know why. Well, yeah, I do know why. Because with a 20, when they're loaded for 28 rounds, when you've got 28 rounds in them, if your bolt is forward, it is much easier to make that thing seat and lock when you're putting the magazine in than if you put the full 30 in there. There's a little bit of give in that. So I have the full complement of 28 rounds available to me. And yes, 28 rounds is a good total to have if you've got somebody coming in one way, if you've got people coming in from both ways. Because with the AR-15 pistol, depending on who's coming in first through my back door or my front door, which stupidly my house is designed where you can just about see the front door from the back door and vice versa. But I can also see them from my little depression in the wall coming out of my bedroom. So I can sweep left to right, right to left, it doesn't matter. Now, mind you, I won't be shooting as I sweep. I'll be using pinpoint, hopefully pinpoint accuracy. An AR-15, or any variant of it, is going to be a better self-defense weapon in a gunfight. So, a handgun, if you're in a gunfight that is prolonged and lasts more than 3 seconds, you need to be fighting to get to a long gun. There is no perfect universal answer to everyone's home defense needs, your house layout, location, your family size, how proficient you are, if you have any sort of handicap. That will all affect what weapon a buyer should choose. Carbine is ideal for shooters without children and who live in the country. People that live away from other people don't have to worry about over-penetration as much as somebody living with an apartment next door to them. Shooters who don't have children don't need to venture into other rooms of their home to rescue anyone. They can just simply hold where they are, arm up, call 911. Draw a bead on the bedroom door. Your home's defense situation is going to be up to you, but I'm going to tell you what my home defense situation would be. I have two dogs in the house, both which bark. When I'm awake, it's quite irritating. When I'm asleep, it's going to wake me up quick. Hanging, hidden, somewhere beside the bed is the AR-15 pistol. Also near the bed is a pistol. Now, I have a grown son who's going through school right now, and he's armed too. So once they penetrate into my interior of my home, when the dogs wake everybody up, they're going to be between two gun-wielding people. I will probably be first. If they're coming in front and back, I will be in a position because of the way my house is laid out. I'm not going to be under cover. I'm going to be under concealment. But they're going to be coming in from the dark into the dark. I don't know how much of an advantage they'll have over me. Hopefully those 28 rounds in that AR-15 pistol and the fact that I train shooting 180 degrees apart is going to help me out with that. That is going to vary from house to house, person to person. While I'm doing that, my wife will have the handgun, and she will also have the phone, and she'll be calling 911, and then the Easley Police Department, which is an outstanding law enforcement agency, is going to be showing up at my door. One thing to remember that is universal, you hold the advantage in home defense. You know the layout. You know where your house is. You have the capability of doing this well and everybody surviving. So look around your house. Pick out what's going to work for you. Train to do that. You can do it outdoors. Train sitting down. Train kneeling. Just remember, interior walls are not cover. They are concealment. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm single defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day. to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation. Q.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
You have friends, family, co-workers that have lost their health insurance. For treatment and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices, consider AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com. Heart bypass, valve replacement, six figures under U.S. prices. Hip or knee replacement? Some of the best cosmetic surgeons on the planet. AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com is honored to be associated with a highly internationally certified hospital serving 300,000 patients a year. Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com and click on Medical Tours today. You could be on an operating table 72 hours from now.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Bill Frady, Bald and Dangerous.
And welcome back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. I've decided who I want to vote for president in 2016. That's going to be very difficult, though, because he just became a senator in Australia. His name is David Lanhill, and he says gun control laws need to be repealed, and he is warning the people that the government is not your friend. Enjoy that fresh air that's coming across your face right now. He'll be taking office on July the 1st. According to abc.net.au, Lanhelm was delivering a scathing attack on the National Party when he said it was time to give people access to weapons for self-defense. He said, "We are not permitted to have anything at all, guns, knives, pepper sprays, mace for self-defense. It's an abomination." In addition to self-defense purposes, Lanhelm says the people need firearms to control rodent and predator populations on their farms. He said he has foxes, cats, and rabbits on his farm, and he believes it is his environmental duty to shoot them if he happens to get the opportunity. Lanhelm said he feels very strong ties to rural Australia. and added, I stand for the people who believe in freedom, people who believe that the government is not your friend. Wouldn't it be nice to import him here? Wouldn't that be nice? I mean, I got to admit, I mean, you know, I'm not going to talk about it to any length, but right now I'm really enjoying the mass media breaking away from Barack Obama over this Bo Bergdahl incident. I'm enjoying that altogether. Altogether. Coming from a gun-grabbing simp. That's ad hominem, isn't it? Coming from a deluded gun grabber, Dahlia Lithwick, we have this. Not in my backyard. Maybe the free market can give us gun control. People like her find it depressing when they call for more gun control when it was never about the gun in the first place, like they're doing right now with these Leviston. They try to make sure that the debate over gun violence, which is receding precipitously as we speak, that's always got to stay up. It's always got to be going. Legislatively or judicially, it falters along its predictable path. They don't like it if they don't get laws, and they don't like it if the laws are struck down by judges. But she looks around and says, there's one interesting aspect of the gun wars that has gone relatively unnoticed. Gun opponents have been racking up some small victories in demanding that family restaurant chains deny service to patrons seeking to openly carry firearms on the premises. Now, let's characterize this for what it is, okay? This is not the free market deciding this. Chipotle is in the burrito business. Sonic is in the footlong hot dog business. Jack in the Box is in the burger business. All these guys are in business to sell you food. They're not pro-gun or anti-gun. They have not banned guns. Now, some of them individually have. Sonic is a franchise. They're, you know, they do have a corporate structure, but Sonic is, you know, whoever you see is the main man. Your individual Sonic, wherever that's at, it's his, and he makes the calls on that. So we've had a Sonic that banned guns, and of course now they've been robbed three times. That's the part that these yahoos in the gun control community completely ignore and never talk about. Now here's my problem with this: if something is declared a gun-free zone and somebody gets robbed at gunpoint, there is this, you know, higher than average chance somebody's going to get shot there, because one, the first order of being shot is somebody's got to be pointing a gun at you. And when you make a declaration, if you make a declaration that your establishment is anti-gun, you're sort of putting it up there that the people that criminals fear most, armed citizens, aren't going to be there. So young Dahlia, or yeah, she's a little younger than me. She thinks that restaurants can perpetrate gun control by denying people the ability to go in there. Now, Chipotle, in Texas, Chipotle, you know, there was some blowback from Chipotle in Texas. In Oklahoma, they kicked out the Moms Demand action because they were obnoxious. In Oklahoma, open carry pistols is okay. So you got some guys sitting down there at Chipotle saying, you know, I've been hunkering for some Tex-Mex and I got to have me some right now. And they're sitting there bothering nobody, but they got a gun on their hip. And the Moms Demand action just circle their booth or their table and start snapping pictures with their camera phones. See, we're going to intimidate you with our camera phones. You know, if somebody was watching me enjoy my refried beans and they whip out their iPhone, I'm just going to look at them and go, hey, fire. Just don't get in between me and my refried beans. Some of these restaurants get forced to take a side. We saw this with Starbucks. We were seeing it with Chipotle. All of these guys get forced to take sides, and it's a big dynamic going on. The open carriers, you know, the only thing about open carrying in a restaurant is that is the stupidest way to go in and have a meal. Why would you do it? A rifle gets in the way. If I'm going in to enjoy a meal, I want to enjoy the meal. I'm not going in to make a political statement. And it's like Edwin Walker told me the other day. In Texas, for example, they look at one guy with a gun, a long gun, carrying it by his lonesome. For some reason, that's a threat, but in other places, 50 isn't. A quarter of a military company isn't. Are you telling me that Landholm was born in Iowa? So, this is the not in my backyard concept. It's okay, we could beat guns by not allowing them anywhere we want to be. And that's going to work if you own a lot of stuff. Now, they believe if forced to choose that businesses will pick sane policies over dangerous ones, or at least more customers over fewer. Tell that to TD Bank. There's a problem with the more customers over fewer thing. There's a lot of people that aren't part of the open carry movement that probably have concealed handgun licenses that go into Chipotle. Very likely. Odds are. And if they see this happening, well, no, it might not be more customers. It might be fewer customers. Now, they point out that for all of these pro-gun people out there, that nobody allows guns in the state house. Now, in the state house in South Carolina, they have dedicated police force, and I mean, those boys are everywhere. I don't have a problem going somewhere where there are guns, where there's politicians. I'm not running to do it. I don't like to do it. I have done it. But I know some of the South Carolina State House police, and these boys are competent. So I'm not unprotected. That's the only thing. If you're going somewhere where you're going to be unprotected, that's when you draw the line. You know, if I look at some kid that looks like a linebacker, and I know him personally, and he's out there, and I know that he knows how to do what he's got to do, I'm not feeling unprotected. The only problem I have then is I'm going to be nervous about leaving the gun in the car because I don't want the car broken into. So once again, I want to carry the gun. So that's why I don't go on to the South Carolina State House grounds very often, because I don't want the gun stolen and used for crime. And at the same time, I don't want to be, I don't want to be going someplace where I know I'm protected, but I might get in trouble. We'll be right back as we go into the second hour on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.